look at the Chazal inside. I have two over here to try to combine some ideas from two Sephardim. The Shleimi Mitzion and Rabbi Dvorkis, his latest sefer, Pasuk Min HaParsha. Rabbi Dvorkis is an amazing person. We can bring him into the shir to give us a shir. Figure out how to get him to come here. I don't think so. I think he's an Eretz Yisrael, but it could be he's. I don't know. Big deal, right? No problem. Just you know, bring him in first class. Have him come on Zoom. Okay, have him come on Zoom. Okay, so let's take a look over here. What it says over here in the pasuk. This week's parasha, we learned a lot about Kriyashma. Let me quote a pasuk that is not the common pasuk you'd expect us to mention in reference to Kriyashma. There's a much more obvious pasuk, but we'll start with the pasuk that is unexpected. Just give me one moment to turn to the right page. Okay, I got the page. Here we go. You see, I have two svarim in front of me. Each one has a chapter on Kriyashma, and each one quotes a different pasuk to launch their topic. Their topic. In the Shleimi Mitzion, it quotes the unexpected pasuk. The end of the parasha. It's a very long parasha this week. Two parashas. Chukas Balak. At the very end, it talks about the Maisa of Kozbi Bas Tzur and Zimri. V'hinei ish mibnei Yisrael ba vayakrev el echov es hamidyonis le'enei Moshe le'enei kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Who is this person? Who is the person that brought forth this? This was Zimri, the prince of Shimon. He went and he took a non-Jewish woman and he wanted to marry her. And he brought her to Moshe Rabbeinu and he said to Moshe, am I allowed to marry this woman? She was a princess. She was a princess from Midian. She was Kozbi, her name was Kozbi Bas Tzur. And this was Zimri ben Salu. Zimri ben Salu, like a wedding invitation. Come the Kelulois of Zimri ben Salu to Kozbi Bas Tzur. Terrible Chilul Hashem intermarriage. And Mamish, an open, blatant demonstration of intermarriage. And he had relations with her in public. That's what it seems to say. V'ni'ish mimnei Yisrael bo v'yakrev el echov es ha-midyonis le'enei Moshe u'le'enei kol adas b'nei Yisrael. And Rashi tells us, he said to her, to Moshe, am I allowed to marry this shiksa? Moshe said, Osur. So Zimri said back, Moshe, who are you married to? You're married to Akushis. You're married to Tzipora. Is she Jewish? Is she Jewish? Are you allowed to marry your wife? And Moshe didn't know what to say. Rashi says, Le'enei Moshe, Omru Loi. They said to him, who's they? I guess they're me. Who's the they? What's the plural? Omru, who's they? It was certainly Zimri. Was it Zimri and was it also Kozbi? I don't know. It's not clear who the Omrulo, the rebels. Moshe, Zu Asura, Oimuteres. Im Toymar Asura? If you're going to tell me I'm not allowed to marry this woman, she's a shiksa. Bas Yisroi, Mihi Tirulach. Who permitted you to marry Tzipora? So there are answers, but he wasn't trying to look for an answer. You know, he was just trying to delegitimize Moshe Rabbeinu. And then the pasuk goes on to say, "Vehem aboichem nisalma mimenu halacha." So obviously, the answer is that Moshe, she was megayer. It was before Matan Torah. They can give many, many answers. There are obvious answers, but that wasn't the point. The point was chutzpah. Who's basically trying to delegitimize Moshe Rabbeinu. He's trying to go and create a horrible breach in the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. Now, for this action, is he Chayev Misa? Definitely not. Nowhere does it say if a Jew lives with a Shiksa, he's Chayev Misa. Nowhere. Nowhere does it say such a thing. So there's no Chayev Misa. However, to behave in such a way to delegitimize the sanctity of Klal Yisrael in such a situation, in the presence of the entire Klal Yisrael, to delegitimize Moshe Rabbeinu, and at the same time to soften, to lighten the severity of intermarriage, there's a halacha l'moshe miSinai. It's an what's called an extra judicial and extra legal. It's not in the books anywhere. It's not in Shulchan Aruch, but there is a principle that in such a situation, kanoim poigim boy, you're allowed to kill him on the spot. You're allowed to kill. The halacha permits someone to get up and to murder in cold blood at this moment a Zimri ben Salu. Now, by the way, if Zimri ben Salu would fight back and would counterattack and kill the person who's trying to kill him, Zimri would be potter. Zimri would win in court and say, he's a roidef. He tried to kill me. Abo lahargucha hashkem logor. He would win. Self-defense. And if somebody would kill Zimri in the process, and someone else, Zimri would be, Zimri was taking his life, Pinchas was taking his life in his own hands by murdering Zimri at this moment, because if someone would come and fight back and kill Pinchas, Pinchas would have no one to blame but himself. It's a very unusual halacha. At the moment of Chilul Hashem, such as this, Kanoim Poigin Boy. Whole Masechta. You have to learn the Masechta called Kanoim Poigin Boy. It's not something that you go and if you have to ask, you can't do it. And even when you do it, it's like, you know, people in the government, I'm sure in the CIA they have these, what is it called? The government sends out soldiers on missions, secret, the CIA missions, black ops. You get caught. We don't know from you. We disavow anything to do with you. You go do this mission. If you come back and you succeed, we will reward you very greatly. But if you get caught, we don't know from you. It's a whole different world of different military missions which go on all over the world. There's no question that every government has, they send out people to do for them activities which are totally off the books. Enforcers. So they're called?
No.
Totally off the books. So in the world of halacha, there is something called kanoim poigimba, which is totally off the books. If someone is degrading the sanctity of Klal Yisrael by engaging in such behavior in the presence of the entire Klal Yisrael, by living with a shiksa and humiliating Moshe Rabbeinu, he's chayiv misa. And if someone wants to come forward and murder him, kol hakavod. But if you get caught in the process and suddenly the person fights back and kills you, sorry buddy, we can't help you. Kanoim poigim boy, an incredible halacha. Vehema boichim, it says in the pasuk that in Klal Yisrael they were crying. Veheima boichim pesach oyel moyed. You want to say a Jewish? No, you say this pasuk, and we say this thing over a Jewish. I'm now thinking, as Rabbi Mayevsky would say, I'm thinking out loud with you. I forgot the pasuk. Yirmiyah is that when it comes to the churbes hamigdash, you have to cry. Eini yordemayim. In the Torah, where do we find crying? It's not all that common to find tears. We find it by Esav. Does it say that he cried? It doesn't say that he cried. In the Chazal, say he cried. By Yitzhak, he cried. By Yitzhak,
by Yitzhak,
tzaoka gedoyla ad ma'oy. It doesn't say that he mamish cried. He screamed. Did he cry? Did he cry? At least he cried. He screamed. What? Yosef cried. Yosef was a Baal Bechi. You sure? Okay, so we don't find it crying all that often, but here is an example where we find crying, and the context of the crying is Kanoim Poigim Boy. When it comes to bring back Mashiach, we have to cry. Bochoi Tifkeh Balayla. What kind of crying is that? It's an extrajudicial type of crying. There are things that we need to do to bring the geula. We have to really go out on black ops to bring the geula in a Torah way, in a holy way, which is a little bit out of the box. Any event, the Chazal say they were crying. Vehema boichim pesach ol moed. I read the Chazal k'disa v'hasam. Vehema boichim nisalma mimena. They forgot the halacha. Halacha kol ha-boyel aramis kanoim poigim bo. Gohu kulam bibichia. They did not know what to do. What do you mean you don't know what to do? How come everyone there was, oh my, we're now being, the sanctity of Judaism is being degraded. All of the children are watching this, ay gewalt. What's the problem? Every single person should get up and kill him on the spot. For some reason, it says nis'alma mimena halacha. Everyone in Klal Yisrael who witnessed this, it was nelam from them. What does it mean it was nelam? They forgot the halacha, or they did not want to carry out the halacha. There was only one person in Klal Yisrael that had the courage to do what was necessary, to do what the halacha demands, to be a kanoi in this instance, and go and get up and murder him. Only one person had, the whole Klal Yisrael was taught the halacha that in this an instance just like this, you get up and you kill the perpetrator. Only one person in the whole Klal Yisrael had the guts to do what needed to be done, and that was Pinchas, and he was rewarded greatly. The Barisi Shalom, he got incredible reward. Could you imagine the whole Klal Yisrael could have gotten this reward had they done the right thing in this instance? Klal Yisrael, it's a big deal. Now, Targum Yonas ben Uziel says something that is utterly shocking. It says, Vaho Gevar, there was a man, Mibnei Yisrael, also, okay, that's the part, Vihine Ish, Mibnei Yisrael v'chulu, and he said, he came near her, okay, it goes further, and they were crying, the Inun Bochyin, the whole Klal Yisrael was stunned as to what was unfolding in front of their eyes, and they were crying. Targum Yonasim, the Inun Bochyon, the Karyon Shema. What? The whole Klal Yisrael, when it says they were crying, what does it mean they were crying? They were saying, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Kaimin Bitra, they stood by the gate, Mashkan Zimna, the oil moed. What? What in the world is the Targum Yonas and Ben Uziel saying? Klal Yisrael is witnessing a Chilul Hashem. An incredible Chilul Hashem. Kozvi Zimri Ben Salu with Kozvi Basur. And what is Klal Yisrael doing? So Rashi tells us the Pshat, Boichim, they did not know what to do. They forgot or they chose not to carry out this very difficult halacha of murder. Klal Yisrael, they're not good at murder. They're not good at getting up and killing people and taking the law and vigilantes. The Jewish people are not good at being vigilantes. So they didn't want to kill him, and they saw it as a chilul Hashem, so they cried. Okay, there's something to be said about that also. That's also, but Targum says, they said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What's going on over here? How do we make sense of this? So it's not at all simple to understand what this means. And over here, Rabbi Feldman, he's mafalpel just a bit, doesn't really answer the question. And what it seems to indicate is, let's put the question aside for a moment, and let's take note of the following observation. Now, you don't see this often, you know, only by Nusach Sfarad. Not even, I've been to a number of times by Nusach Sfarad, they don't even do it by Nusach Sfarad. Baruch Hashem, I daven in Yeshiva Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin, and for whatever the reason, I don't know why, they have a very unusual minug, and at a bris milah, the bris begins, Baruch Haba. The baby comes in, Kvata, but first they go, Kvata, and then Baruch Haba, and the moel says some sukkim, and then the Avi HaBen, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The Avi HaBen says, Shema Yisrael. And then he says, Hoidu Hashem Ki Tov Ki Liolam Chasto, twice. Why does the Avi HaBen, do you ever see this by Bris Milo?
In Eretz Yisrael, yeah.
All the time in Eretz Yisrael? Nusach Sfar, I think, does it. Yeah. Right? Nusach Sfar.
Not here in America.
No, they don't do it in America, Nusach Sfar?
No.
Okay.
We're
Sfardim, they do it? Okay, I think I once saw by Nusach Sfar. Okay, whatever. But Baruch Hashem, I daven, this is the standard procedure. It's so standard by me, Baruch Hashem, something is missing. How come, they don't get started with Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. It's like a whole big production.
Chaim Berlin.
Hoidu Hashem, what do they say? I forgot what even they say. Hodu Lashem ki, they say it twice. They say something. Ono Hashem Oshiyana. They a whole ganze zach, they say. And that like starts, sets the tone. It sets the tone for the bris. And then right away, then the baby starts to cry. Why do they say that? It's not so clear why, but it appears. Now, I'll give you another example. The Chofetz Chaim says, the Chofetz Chaim wrote a sefer for soldiers. He wrote a lot of sfarim. And he wrote a little kundrish for soldiers. And one of the things he writes in the sefer, he quotes Gedolei Yisrael that say that when you're in battle, when you're in a matzav of danger, you should be shogur b'fiv to say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And in fact, it was very common in war, in World War I. This is a very horrible story that in World War I, Jews fought on both sides. Okay, there were Jews, German Jews who were fighting for the Germans, and there were Jews fighting for the Russians, and sometimes during a battle when they were both killing each other, at the very last moment when both sides were being killed, you heard shouts of Shema Yisrael come out from both sides on the battlefield. Jews were killing Jews. They were fighting on both sides. And the last thing a Jew says before he dies, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. In the gas chambers, the last thing many Jews said was Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What? Where does it come from? So the Chofetz Chaim says it comes from the Meshuach Melchama. The Meshuach Melchama says, Atem Krem Yemelchama, even if he says the word Shema Yisrael by the Meshuach Melchama. Let me read you the words. Even if all you have, the only schus you have, is Shema Yisrael, it's enough to be saved. It's enough to be saved from the war. I'll read you what it says. With sefer sichos, with sefer. First, he says with sefer Machane Yisrael. Okay, that was the sefer Chofetz Chaim wrote. Machane Yisrael, Chofetz Chaim Koysef. This is, I'm reading you the quotation from the words of the Chofetz Chaim himself. Vishomati, the Chofetz Chaim says, I heard, b'shem harav hachosid hamafursim l'tehila ul'teferes. Wow, Chofetz Chaim says such chosh words. Chofetz Chaim doesn't mince words. I heard in the name of the Rav hachosid hamafursim l'tehila ul'teferes. Mareinu harav, this was his Rebbe. Rav, I think Menachem Nochum Mehur Adna. Okay, this was what? Mehur Adna. Mehur, what was his first name?
Nochum.
Mareinu Harav. Mareinu Harav. Mem. Nochum. What's the mem? What's the mem? Mareinu. Mareinu Harav. Mem Hey Reish Mem. What's the second mem? I don't know. Nochum Mehur Adna. Mehur Adna. She yo'atz, he advised, lachenu anshe hatzava she yitzaku oz b'ma'amorim ha'moirim al achduso yisparach. They should scream out, ma'morei chazal. When they're in danger, they should scream out, ma'morei chazal, that capture the essence of the achduso yisparach. That Hashem is one. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Kigoin Pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad Oy Hashem Hu Elokim Uchidoyme V'yesh Bozeh To'eles Rabo Echad. Number one, Ki Bozeh Yis Oyer Zichuson Shel Yisrael. It is Oyer the merits of the Jewish people Shemekablim Aleihem Ol Malchus Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu B'chol Yoyim V'yinatzlu Mikama Me'urois Ro'ois Al Yadoy. In the merit of this, they will be spared from many tragedies. He said to the soldiers, Shema Yisrael, Atem Krevim Hayom La Milchama, Sha'am Alechem HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Yisrael, Sha'afilu Lo Kiyamtem, Ela Kri Hashma, Shacharis V'Arvis, I Atem Nimsarim B'Yadam. You will not be delivered into the hands of your enemy. So this is the Makar. The Makar comes from a battle, a Milchama, whether it's Muhammad's Rishus, Lucharis, Muhammad's Rishus, that Pasik, but even Muhammad's Mitzvah, the Kaim Shach Muhammad would encourage the soldiers and he would say, Shema Yisrael, and Chazal Darshan, he would tell the soldiers, do not be afraid. Even if the only Zechus that you have is the recital of Kriya Shema Yom Velayla, you will be spared from tragedy. Now, I want to suggest, doesn't say this, but when it comes to a bris mila, Chazal say, ki alecho hoiragnu kol hayoim. A bris mila, make no mistake about it, a bris mila is sakonis nefashos. And there's a lot of misunderstanding about this principle. People think today that a bris mila has to be, 100% safe. Years ago, we have to give credit to where credit is due. The honorable mayor, de Blasio, the one good thing he did, one good thing, there's not much good to say about him. He's a guy. He's a very strange person. I really don't understand anything about him. I really can't wrap my head around this person. But one good thing you got to give him credit. He mamish put an end to any objection to bris mila. He campaigned promising the frum community, you vote for me, you can do bris mila, no one will say boo. No one's going to fight with you about mitzitzah peh, do mitzitzah peh, don't do mitzitzah peh. Bris mila, no one's going to bother you. You can do whatever you want. No one's going to chuckle with you. And he fulfilled his promise. The 8 years that he was mayor, you didn't hear one word. Bloomberg, who was a Yid? Bloomberg's a Jew. His mom is a Jew. He has yichus. Oh, bris mila. No. No more bris mila. A Yid, no bris mila. A guy, de Blasio, a very strange guy, okay, very complicated person. Not a word about bris mila for 8 years. It's incredible. Okay, so take what you can take, behad, whatever you can get. It's taco, you gotta give credit where credit is due. But bris mila be'etzem, make no mistake about it, Bloomberg is right. Bloomberg has a point. Bris mila is sakonis nefashos. Children have died from bris mila. Even not forget about mitzitza bepeh. Stop! It's a sakana. Before you do a bris mila, you should sit down and say it's a kapil tehillim. Everything should go a-okay. The child shouldn't be injured. Child should be a healthy child, should live, shouldn't be injured, shouldn't go into a trance. There should be no damage for the future. It's not a pasha to think. Chazal say, today it's already good. Today, modern medicine, today we have, you name it, today, there's time of Chazal, it wasn't a guarantee a child will live through bris mila. Look at the stories in the Gemara. Nosan Abavli, there was a baby, his name was, what was called Nosan Abavli? Because she had, the woman had children, a few children, they all died in bris mila. And Nosan Abavli told the mother what to do, the baby shouldn't die. It wasn't so pashet. Ki alecha hoiragnu kol hayoim. Bris mila is a surgical operation which is filled with sakonas nefoshois. The nature of bris mila is sakona. That was one of the arguments that someone wanted to say. It's a very controversial argument. There are people, none of my bill, not over here taking any sides, who advocate only for mitzitza bepeh. And one of the arguments that they give back is, what are you telling me? It's a sakona? Guess what? Bris mila is by nature sakona. And we have been doing bris mila, we have been engaging in sakonis nefashos from time immemorial, and part of the sakonis nefashos is the element of mitzitza, that who knows if the moyel is honest and is clean, is healthy, and there should not be any transfer of disease, not from the baby to the moyel, not from the moyel to the baby, v'chulu v'chulu. That's right. The nature of bris mila, by definition, is sakonas nefashos. And we have been engaging in the sakonis nefashos from time immemorial. So you want to go and take away one element of sakana by not doing mitzitza bepeh? Listen, the whole bris mila is sakana. So you want to go and try to cleanse it from sakana? You're not going to cleanse it from sakana. It's sakana. Whether there's merit to that argument or not is another story and none of my business. But the mahus is, it's sakana. When you go into sakana, you say a pasuk. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. If the only zuchus that we have here in this Beis HaKnesses, in this assembly, is that the people here say Kriya Shema, Shachris V'Arvis, may that alone be Megin, this child, that he should come out of this bris mila with no complications. Why else are you saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad? So you'll tell me because you know yichud, you're doing bris. So every mitzvah you can say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We're using the Shema Yisrael before bris mila as a technique that the baby should survive because he's now entering into a matziv of sakonis nefashos. It's beferish the gemara sakonis nefashos. Ki alecha hayragnu kol hayom. When you go to war, the Chofetz Chaim writes, you go into war, you know what you should do? You should say, you should be shogur b'fiv. In every moment of sakana, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Why? Chazal, the Meshuach Melchama, Afilu Ein Lohem El Zuchus, of Kriyash Mashach V'Sviyarbis, you should survive. When else do we say Shema Yisrael? I'll give you another example. Yeah, this is a Chazal, we say is Goliath. Goliath, David HaMelech, when David went to kill Goliath, why was Goliath such a problematic person? Because Goliath, Chazal, he would make trouble during Zman Kriyashma. Goliath somehow knew when Klal Yisrael was saying Kriyashma, and he would disturb the peace to prevent Klal Yisrael from reciting Kriyashma Shacharis V'Arvis. That's why Goliath was such a problem. It wasn't a problem because he was such a mighty person. There are a lot of mighty people out there. They could be eliminated. Goliath was taking away the zuchus of Klal Yisrael of saying Shema Yisrael in the proper Zman with the proper concentration, because he knew Goliath, that is the tool, that is the zuchus that Klal Yisrael has to survive Milchama. Okay, when is the most prominent time that we say Shema Yisrael that is there for protection? And that is Kriyas Shema Al Hamita. When we go to sleep, why do we recite Kriyas Shema Al Hamita? So there are many, many reasons. But it says in the Bavli and Yerushalmi, one of the primary reasons why you say Kriyas Shema Al Hamita when you go to sleep, even though you already say Kriyas Shema by Ma'ariv, say Sakrachovim, and is protection. Protection from whom? From the mazikim. Okay, who are the mazikim? The demons. Now this is what it says, and I'll read you the Gemara, not making this up, Omar Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, Aval pi shekara adam kriya shema. Where does it say this? Well, this is a quotation from the Gemara Masech, the Baruches, the beginning of Shas, Davdal Rama Beis, Omar Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, Aval pi shekara adam kriya shema bebeis haknesses, mitzvah. There is a mitzvah, likroisa, Al mitosoi, to say Kriya Shema again when you go to sleep. And then the Gemara in Daf Hei says, Om Rabbi Yitzhak, the same Rabbi Yitzhak, we had a Shibra Levi, and Rabbi Yitzhak called a Kriya Shema al mitosoi, Ki ilu oiches cherev shel shtei pifiyois biyado. And Rashi there explains, what is he holding a sword in your hand? La haroig es hamazikin. You are killing the demons, the mazikin. Now let's go a little bit further. Yerushalmi says something very similar. Yerushalmi says, Rav Huna, b'shem, Rabbi Yosef, matam, amru adam. What's the reason amru adam tzorich? Likor yeshma bebeisai be'erev, in your home in the evening, b'shvil lehavriach es hamazikim. Not like what Rashi says. Rashi says it's to kill the mazikim. He writes lehavriach, to chase them away. Now, what are the mazikim? So there are two perushim as to what the mazikim are. One are demons. There are evil spiritual forces that fly around at night that can damage a person's neshama. Very interestingly, the Meiri, who lived a long time ago, says that's not really what it means. He says mazikim. It's a shocking thing what the Meiri says. What are the mazikim? Maybe in the olden days there were mazikim. Today we don't see mazikim. Today no one has come back and reported that they see demons flying around in the middle of the night. We're not on a madrega. Unfortunately, we're not on a madrega that we should be even worthy that the mazikim should even deal with us. So we don't have mazikim flying around. But the Meiri writes the mazikim are. Here it is. Let me read you the words inside. Ulam b'mi'iri mashma de hovin acheres the kosav v'tam kriya zu perishu b'talmud hamaruf. They explained in the Yerushalmi lehavriach min hamazikin ubi uroi. What a mazikim! Look what he writes. This is shocking. Ubi uroi etzli hamazikin hayiduim. What are the they are the mazikim hayiduim heim. Hadeois, hakoizvois. It is false or or corrupt ideas floating in our mind. You watch a little television at night, you watch some, you go look at a clip from a Tucker Carlson, you want to listen to some political pundit, and it's inevitable when you're going to go listen to the commentator is telling you the politics on the smartphone, they're going to inject a shtickel apikorsis. What do you expect from a guy? You listen to the address, State of Union address by the president, you listen to a commentator, you listen to this, that, moly apikorsis. And what happens in your mind? It percolates. The thoughts, the whole day, you encounter apikorsis, and it percolates in your mind. And when you go to sleep, it settles down. And the next day, you wake up in the morning, and Rachman al-Stan, there's a shtick of apikorsis in you. It settles down. When you go to sleep, you got to clean out all the garbage. And the way you clean out the garbage is you reinforce Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. I don't want to go to sleep thinking about Tucker Carlson. I don't want to go to sleep thinking about Trump, thinking about Biden, thinking about all the Mishigasim that go on out there. Get rid of them. I go to sleep, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Kivayd Malchuso Liolam Voed Ve'ohavta Eis Hashem Elokecha. Unbelievable what the Meiri says. What are the Mazikin? Did anyone ever come and tell you I'm having nightmares? I see demons. I see demons flying all over the place. You never heard someone telling you about that. What are the Mazikin? Meiri. Who knows who the Meiri was? Kodesh Kadoshim. The Talmud Hamayv LaHavich Menazikim B'Biuri Etzlich HaMazikim HaYuduim. The well-known Mazikim. Veheim Hadeyois HaKoizvois. False, corrupt ideologies. His kiku be'es ha'penai, Chazal required you at your free moment, liyached es ha'shem, shelo yit'eh be'emunois ha'shoinois, in bizarre, strange ideas. U'chashayikra ha'kavona ho'ru'uya, when you say kriyasha with the proper kavona, tehei mitosoi, Bitucha mehem. You can be confident that Hashem will spare you from allowing the false ideologies to affect your neshama. You'll wake up in the morning clean from apikorsis. Unbelievable pshat and what it means. Now, therefore, what do we take away from this? I want to try to explain. There are really three different kriya shmas. There are three different types of kriya shma. You say kriya shma shachris. You say Kriya Shema Arvis, and you say Kriya Shema Al Hamita. Now, Shachris V'Arvis, this is an old Torah, you know, there are really two translations for the simple translation. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What does that mean? What does it mean, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad? So we have two perushim. One perush is, Hashem is simply means Hashem is one. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that although it may seem that there are contradictory signals being sent to us by Hashem in this world, we find sometimes Hashem punishing us, we find that we suffer, and sometimes we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us blessing. How could it be? How could it be that sometimes we have blessing? You have a good day, stocks go up, and some days the stocks go down. How could it be? It must be by a guy, two different gods. There's a god of good and a god of bad. This is like ABC in time of Chazal. This was a, what's it called? Paulianism.
Zoroastrianism. It's like the state religion of Persia.
A lot of different religions with different terms, and it basically means there are multiple gods. Every god has its specialty, and some days one god prevails, the other god is on vacation.
Polytheism.
There are multiple gods and they are conflicting. The only way to reconcile all the different activities that happen in this world, there's dark, there's Ra, there's Toiv, there's light and dark. Every god has its specialty and every god dominates on a certain day and time. All of that is garbage. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There's only one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, And it's the same Ribbono Shel Olam that brings punishment, who also brings reward. It brings reward, brings punishment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is multidimensional. It's Echad. That is Pashut Pshat Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Then there's another Shema, the other interpretation. And that is Hashem Elokeinu, that the world that we live in today, the only one that appreciates HaKadosh Baruch Hu is us. The Umay Sa'olam are much too busy for this. They're busy with their smartphones, they're busy fighting wars, they're busy with Alan Arishkeit. Today, he is Hashem Elokeinu. The world is not yet ready. The world will be ready. V'hoya Hashem l'melech al kol aretz b'yomahu yigyeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad. Not today. Today, talk religion with a guy, they're out to lunch. Hashem Elokeinu, the day will be when Hashem is echad. I always wonder, I want to bring raya, is that these two kavanos are different kavanos, and one kavana was meant to be thought at night, and the other by day. Daytime is a time of illumination, clarity. When you say Kriya Shema and Shachris, the kavana is Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There's only one God. Achduso Yisparach Shemoi. It may seem there are multiple signals, but in the truth is only Echad. At night, darkness is a zman of Golos, when the Jewish people suffer. And a time of Golos and darkness, then, in times of darkness, then, in the evening, the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, we have to acknowledge, keep the faith, Hashem Elokeinu. The day will come when the light will come forth, Hashem Echad, V'hoi Hashem L'melech HaKaretz Bayim Hu Yeh Hashem Echad Shema Echad. And then there's a third Kriya Shema. The third Kriya Shema is the Kriya Shema Al Hamita. And what is the Kavana? The Kavana is Stam. You're not dwelling on the fact, you're not dwelling on the fact that the Kavana that Hashem is one. It is basically a combination of the two, or it is a statement to be Me'orer our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is a weapon. It is a weapon, as the Chavetz Chaim, it's the Achduso Yisparach Shemo. It is Kabot, yeah?
One saw a shot in the Siddur, maybe the Siddur refers to Krishna Shel Alamika, or Shetavus, and the Sotir, Shema Echot, Shed. It's the Shade.
Shin?
Ayin Dalet, Eight.
No, Shin Dalet.
Shade, to keep away the shadim.
Right.
It's a tool. It is, we find in many places, we say Kriya Shema as a weapon against our enemies. Goliath. Goliath is trying to battle our zuchus. When you go to war, Shema Yisrael, Atem Kerevim El HaMilchoma. Kriya Shema Lamita, the Mazikim, the Deos HaKoizvois. In the battlefield, Chofetz Chaim, say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Whenever you're in a matzav of sakana, mi makabel the achduso yisparach shemo. Now we have a halacha: you're not allowed to use psukim for a refuah. How then are you allowed to say Kriya Shema at night as a weapon to kill the mazikim or to protect you, mavriches hamazikim? So some of the first, they ask questions, they say davar nifla, they say, Chazal say, are very precise. You're not allowed to use Torah as a refuah, but you can use Torah as a shield. There's a difference between using Torah, delving into the secrets of Torah, and using it to achieve benefit of healing. But when you're not, but that healing is where you're actually changing yourself into a different person. I'm sick, and now through whatever this means, to extracting the secrets of the Torah, I'm now a different person. But when you use Torah to protect you, I'm not changing myself. It's just a shield. And it's more of, in the zuchus of Torah, I'm protected. So this is a third usage of Kriya Shema. There's a Kriya Shema that you say part of the Shacharis. It is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, or it's more of an acknowledgement, or whatever it is. It's Hashem is Echad. Achduso Yisbarach Shemo. Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is like Talmud Torah. What's going to be in the future? That in the future Hashem will be Echad. And then there's Kriya Shema being cited, not necessarily as a Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim, not as a Talmud Torah to go and to acknowledge the purpose of this world, but a mention of a pasuk to arouse merit for a person. Listen, Hashem, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. I have a zuchus. I have a merit. The merit is every single day I live my life as a Jew. Every single day I'm a kabbal ol malchus shamayim. I'm saying this pasuk not necessarily with the kavana. Here I am with grace of kavana, Hashem Elokeinu. Because you know, l'chayr, it's very strange. How could you say the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad in your pajamas when you're lying down and you're not wearing socks? Maybe you are, and you're not in a state of sanctity when you're lying in your bed. Just not you're not bakovedik, and you're saying Shema Yisrael. You're engaging in the most sublime pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. When Yaakov Avinu met, you have to go back to that pasuk. When Yaakov Avinu met Yosef, he didn't even see him. Yosef falls on the neck of his father and is crying hysterically, and Yaakov Avinu is a cold stone. Why? He was busy. He's busy. What is he busy with? He's saying Kriya Shema. What? What kind of, what's going on over here? You couldn't say Kriya Shema before. You can't say Kriya Shema after. What's going on over here exactly? Okay, that's that. Put that aside for a second. But Kriya Shema is usually said in a state of sanctity. And when you're lying on your bed, when you're saying Kriya Shema, you're saying it with groisa kavana. I'm being makabel ol malchus shemayim. I'm being makabel the achduso yisparach shemo. No, you're not. You're saying the pasuk Shema Yisrael when you're in battle. And you're in a tank, and it's 120 degrees in the tank, or maybe 150 degrees in the tank, and you have the cannon aimed at an enemy, and you can't blink, and in 1 second you can be obliterated in a second, and you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Tell me, you have the presence of mind to close your eyes with incredible kavana to say Shema Yisrael? You're derelict from your duties. You have a whole team of souls that you're responsible for, and you have to keep your eye on the target and pay close attention. You can't go say Shema Yisrael with such grace of kavana. You just could say the words. You can just say the words and just shoot out the words. The answer is, when you say the Kriya Shema al Hamita, which is really a Kriya Shema of protection, you're not saying it with kavana to be makabel ol malchus shemayim. You're being mazkir the zuchus of Klal Yisrael. That he's saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, please protect me, I have a merit. The merit is, I live a life of sanctity. Every day, I say Shema Yisrael, that's what I have done, that's what I will do, and in that merit, protect me. It's not an acceptance of Ol Malchus Shemayim. It is a Hazkara of a Zuchus. Like it says, Shema Yisrael, Afilu Einchem, even if the only Zuchus that you have is that every day of your life you say Shema Yisrael, that will be enough to protect you, to be maskir merit at a time of danger. It's a moment of Haskara Zuchus. I'm going to sleep now. Going to sleep is dangerous. It's a dangerous matzav. Whether there are shadim or whether it can sit in my mind, it can dwell in my mind. When you go to sleep, the mind does a lot of things when you go to sleep. The mind, the proof is you dream, the mind settles down, it stores information that you've accumulated throughout the day in set locations. And no one knows how things are stored in your mind. The way they're stored in the mind is going to affect you the coming days of your life. If when you get a good night, if a person goes, and this is what psychologists say, person, you go through a day, and incredible things happen during that day. If you get a good night's sleep and the mind is relaxed, the mind will take the lessons of that day, store them in the right location. 25 years, and like that can be one scenario. Another scenario. You have a wonderful day, or very important things have happened, and you don't get a good night's sleep that night. Fast forward 25 years. Something happens, and you need to make a split-second decision that will affect your life. You know what the difference will be? If you had a good night's sleep 25 years ago. Not the event. If 25 years ago, the night after a significant event occurred, you got a good night's sleep, that event, that information was stored in the proper location. So now 25 years later, when you need to make a decision on the spur of the moment, it's ready for you from the good night's sleep that you got to make the right decision. But if you did not get a good night's sleep, so then 25 years later, the information that you needed to save your life, it's lost. Because you did not store it properly when you went to sleep. When you go to sleep, you need zuchusin. You need a zuchus that the information that you've accumulated during the day is properly put away in the right place in your mind, so that when later in your life you need to draw from it, it's readily available. How many times do you get in the mail a document? A very tax, right? You get a 1095, right? So you get it, and then, oh, so if you have Yishuv Adas, you put the document away in the right place. If you get 1099, okay, sorry, 1099, you put the document in the right place. If you don't have Yishuv Adas, I gotta go to shul now, you put it somewhere in the bookcase. And then it comes April 14th, okay? And the deadline, April 15th, okay, the deadline is running out. Where is it? So if you had Yishuv, you got the document. If you had Yishuv Hadas, after you got the document, you put it in the right place. If you didn't have Yishuv Hadas, you put it in the wrong place. And now you're in trouble. It's the same when you go to sleep. It is a critical moment of what happens. Because when you go to sleep, you're taking the information. You need merit. You need a zuchus. And you say the pasuk as a zuchus, number one, to be protected. And also that the deus hakoizvos should be filtered out. Now, this is not the only reason why we say Kriya Shema Al Hamita. Because, for example, what about Lel Pesach? On Lel Pesach, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you don't say, what don't you say? It's not so posh what you don't say Lel Pesach. You don't say Kriya Shema Al Hamita. And what does that mean exactly? Do you say the Brach of Hamapil? L'chor you do. Do you say Shema? Do you say, Mark, you're sneaking out. You told me you have to go. I know you told me, have a wonderful day, everything should be good. So when it comes to Lel Pesach, what is the halacha? You look in all of the Sifrei halacha, they tell you what you should do is you should say Hamapil, and you should say Kriya Shema, even though you said Kriya Shema Bizman, you say Nocham al Kriya Shema Al Hamita, but don't say the Psukim. You don't need to say all of the Piyutim, the Psukim, the Shemalois, because it's Lel Shimurim. Not everyone agrees that's Pshat in the Gemara. Some hold that you don't say Shema. You say Hamapil, Kriya Shema. I already said Kriya Shema. I daven Bizman, or I daven before the Seder. I said there's a mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Shachris and Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. I did that. Be'itoi uvizmanoi. Some people, some will tell you the reason why you say Kriya Shema Alamita. No one says this idea. That the reason why you say Kriya Shema Al Hamita is just in case you didn't say Kriya Shema Bizman. It's insurance policy. Insurance. It was very common in Tamei Chazal that you would daven Ma'ariv early before Tseis HaKoychavim. And even though you can daven Ma'ariv before Tseis HaKoychavim, but Kriya Shema has to be said after Tseis HaKoychavim. So just in case you didn't say Kriya Shema after Tseis HaKoychavim, it's an insurance policy that when you go to sleep, it's per Tseis HaKoychavim, you'll mekayim the mitzvah deraisa uveshachvacha uvekumecha. No one says that. It doesn't say that anywhere. Kriya Shema Shalamita is something completely separate. The person says Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, Shel Arvis, and now you say Kriya Shema when you go to sleep. Why? Protection. Lel Shimurim, you don't need protection. Ki Lel Shimurim Hu La Hashem. So you know what? Lel Pesach, don't even say Shema Yisrael. You don't need it. Because the only reason why you're saying Shema Yisrael is protection. It doesn't say that in the halacha. But the Rishonim, some of the Rishonim say that's really what the Gemara means. We don't accept. Why? Because we say Kriya Shema for other reasons. Another reason that we say Kriya Shema, same thing. So second night is also L'chayu L'o Shimon. Second Yom, L'o Shimon. But there's another reason why we say Kriya Shema, and that is to go to sleep mitoich divrei Torah. That's the reason. A whole different reason. Nothing to do with protection. Nothing to do with saying Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema with Bezman. It's a person should retire to go to sleep mitoich divrei Torah. You should go to sleep instead of listening to a chveis, to some, who knows whatever you listen to. You should fall asleep thinking about the words of your hafta. Chazal said that if the only Talmud Torah you do during the day, you mekayim the mitzvah deraisa of v'limadtem osam es b'neichem v'dibarta bom, is just saying Kriya Shema in and of itself is the minimal form of Talmud Torah. So that alone is good enough. Now, by the way, you write something here. There's another. I never heard of this minhag. I never heard of this. Maybe you tell me that there's a minhag in order to protect yourself when you go to sleep is to kiss the mezuzah. Did anyone ever hear this?
Yeah.
So before you go to sleep, you kiss the mezuzah because the mezuzah serves as shemira. Okay, I never heard this. The Mishnah says, you know, it's interesting. You know, you have a good luck charm. To have a good luck charm of carrying with you at all times a mezuzah. The Gemara says that they used to have a mate. Okay, a person had is it a Mishnah? A makel. This is a Mishnah in Masechta Kelim. Makel sheyesh boy beis kibul mezuzah. Tosfos Yontov explains, what does it mean, a makel? Sheyesh boy beis kibul is a Mishnah. A stick that has a beis kibul mezuzah. Tosfos Yontov, the efshar, possibly, shahayu hanashim bezman ha-mishnah, noisim mezuzah imohem. They would carry as a good luck shemira a mezuzah on them, imohem, v'choshva zel l'mitzvah u'l'shemira aleihem. A good luck charm. A mezuzah you put on the door. You don't put a mezuzah, you carry it as a good luck charm. This is a big topic of the Tos Yonah says this, but someone says that a mezuzah does, in addition to the mitzvah d'oraisa of you put a mezuzah because the Torah says to put a mezuzah does also give a person shmira, and a person is allowed to draw from the shmira of the mezuzah at the kafir, the minhag, when you, before you go to sleep, you kiss the mezuzah as a way of activating the koyach of the mezuzah, the koyach of the mezuzah.
I remember people used to wear mezuzah around the neck. Right?
That's really what it's saying over here. There's such a thing, right? People still do. Okay, but you can't. You're careful. Okay, so now going back to the classic. Going back to the classics, Sachakok, that's what we've heard, let's wind down. I'm trying to tell you over here that there are three different types of Kriya Shema. Because Chazal tell us there are two translations for Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. One translation is Kabbalas, Ol Malchu Shemayim, the Yichudoi. Although there are many signals coming at us in this world, good, bad, light, dark, day, night, there's only one Hashem. Other interpretation is that la'osid lavai. A third mahalach in Kriya Shema is it's nothing more than Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah. A fourth example of Kriya Shema, it's a hazkara of a zuchus. Zuchus. Shema yishlatem kriyam l'amulchama. So getting four different things that Chazal say about Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema, ol malchus shamayim, it is a emuna, let's call the second one emuna, that la'os, although that today that we suffer, we are like Avraham Ho'ivri, we're on one side of the world, on the other side, the day will come when Hashem, it's an expression of emuna. It's Kabbalah Tzom Al Chashamayim, number one, number two, it's emuna, number three, it's nothing more than Talmud Torah. A person should say Kriya Shema every day, to be Mekayim V'dibar Tabam. When you go to sleep, you should go to sleep Mitoch Divrei Torah. Number four, It is a azkara of the zechus of Klal Yisrael. Shema Yisrael Atem Kreiv Hayom Kulchem LaMulchama. Four different mahalchim in what you're doing when you're saying Shema Yisrael. And Bris Milah. Why do you say Bris Milah? Why do you say Shema Yisrael? So I want to say it's a zechus for the child. The child's like, should not die. Ki Olech L'Ragnu Kol Yom is Bris Milah. Sakana, zechus, protect the child. The child should not die. We say Kriya Shema, and over here, now go back to our parsha. What is in our parsha? Ve'hema boichim, Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel. There was a tremendous Chilul Hashem taking place. And what is Klal Yisrael doing? Ve'hema boichim. They're saying Kriya Shema. In which category does that fit? In which category does it fit? They're learning Torah? They're learning Torah now? Are they mekabel the Yehuda Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu now? Are they having emuna? What are they doing over here? What are they doing over here? Over here, you're saying to Moshchel in Poga Ba Menuvel Zem Moshchel Beis Hamedrash. They're learning Torah in order to they should not be affected. Okay, I really don't know. All I know, all we learned today is there are four different clear examples of what you do when you say Kriya Shema. Get Yichud Shmo Yisparach, Emuna in Hashem. Number three is a zechus to be masked, a zechus that you should not be harmed. And number four, Talmud Torah. Now I present you with two more examples, and I don't know what the answer is. Number one, this week's parsha, the very end of Balak. Ve'hema boichem. It's maft here. You learned it even twice. I think it's learned twice. Maybe not. Ve'hema boichem. They're saying Kriya Shema. Why are you saying, which category does it fit into? I don't know. Number two, Yaakov Avinu, when he sees Yosef. Yosef says Shema, Yosef is crying on his neck, and Yaakov is quiet. Rashi, busy, I'm busy now. I'm saying Kriya Shema. Which category is that? What is Yaakov Avinu doing? He's learning now. He's having emuna. He's been mekabel Yehuda Yisparach Shemo. He wants a zechus. Something is missing. There's something, he could have said it before. There's something, there's another dimension of Kriya Shema that we need Hesber to explain. We present four, very different. But there's two more examples in Chumash which needs more Hesber as to what is the Indian in these two cases. All right, have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yossi. To be continued. Hashem Chafeit L'man Tzidko. Amen.